Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, your host. I have a question for you. Do you have real friend? Now, if you do, how do you know your friend is real? Now, when you have really good things going around you, for example, you have lots of money, you have really decent house, and you have pool, outside swimming pool, and you invite your friends over to your home, and you have a great barbecue party every week, and I'm sure your friends will love you, because who would not like a friend who feeds them for free and invites them to a swimming pool every time to have a good, nice party? However, when things are not going well, let's say you lose your job and your swimming pool is sold, and you sold your house, and you're almost like homeless, and you don't really have a really decent things to provide for your friends to invite over, then your friends may say, goodbye, so you're not my friends. I have got so many busy things to do in my hands, so I have no time to play with you anymore. Then your friends are leaving you, right? But there are someone or some people who still stick with you, right? No matter how poor situation you have, they're still being around you. They are the real friends, right? Because no matter what's going on around your life, in your life, they still love you. They still support you. So this is how we can figure out who the true friends are. Now, our life is like an onion. You know, when you cook onion, you have to peel off the cover. And the cover is not just one. You have to cover off, and there's another cover, so you have to cover off that one. So there will be like maybe multiple layers, like a 15 or 20 layers. If you cover all the layers off, then there's a core in it, right? Now, the true friends are the ones who really know your core. So all the layers, like money, cars, swimming pool, barbecue party, fame, and all these things are like a layer. But if they do not really love your core, if they do not really love your root, then when all the layers are off, they'll leave you. But if they are with you because of your core, then whatever layers you lose, they will still stick with you. So core really matters, and that's how you know your true friends. Now, what is your core faith? Do you really have core faith as Christian? Now, there are some people who say, I'm a Christian, I believe in Jesus Christ. But how do you know you are really genuine? How do you really know you are a true friend of Jesus Christ? It really matters with your core. So today, I really want us to go through this core thing. If you really have this core, then you are true. But if you do not have this core, then you are not true. So this is a very, very important thing that you and I need to figure out and examine if we really stand on this core. So this is the core gospel that we're going to read from Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 through 23. Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in Him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed and overflowing with gratitude. So notice this phrase, so walk in Him, okay? Walk in Jesus Christ. So this is the command. Now, look at verse 8. See to it that there is no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, in accordance with human tradition, in accordance with the elementary principles of the world. Now, these are the layers that I was talking about. Empty things, empty deception. Of course, the tradition is important, philosophy is important, and all those things are important. However, they are not the core. They are just the layers. Now, what is the core then? Here is the core. It says, rather than in accordance with Christ. So the Christ is the core. Now, let's continue. Now, from verses 9 through 15, very, very important verse. Now, this talks about the core message of Jesus Christ, okay? So listen very carefully and buckle up and just follow me as I'm reading this through. Verse 9, for in Him, who is Him? Jesus Christ. For in Jesus, all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form. All the fullness of deity means that all the fullness of God is in Jesus Christ in bodily form. That because Jesus came with flesh and blood, he came as a human, even though he was 100% human, but he was 100% God, because he says fullness of God was in Jesus, not partial, but fullness of God was in him. In verse 10, and in Jesus, in him, you have been made complete. Isn't that amazing? It's not only Jesus is complete, 100% God, but also you are being made complete in him. Of course, you are not God. We are not God, but we are becoming. We have been made complete in Jesus. So that means we have nothing lacking, right? So that's the James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. God sometimes allow you the difficult trials, but try to make you complete, lacking in nothing. So this is God's standard. This is God's purpose in us, that he wants to make us complete, right? And he does. So let's continue. In verse 10, and Jesus is the head over every ruler and authority. So we are complete in him. Jesus is our head. Verse 11, and in him you were also circumcised with a circumcision performed without hands, in the removal of the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. If you know the Old Testament, circumcision is really, really important. It's like a transformational ritual. But this ritual is not in the human hands, but it is really in our hearts. So Jesus is doing the circumcision in your heart to make you complete, to make you his people. Verse 12, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you are also raised with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. You see what's going on here? Now, some of you are baptized. Now, the baptism is a very significant celebration. It's really showing that you died with Jesus, okay? But not just died with Jesus, but you also rose with Jesus Christ. So you are identifying yourself with Jesus in his death and resurrection. Okay, now fullness of Jesus is in him, and we are complete in him. Now we are doing everything with him through this baptism, being dead with him and being risen from the dead with him. Let's continue. Verse 13, and when you are dead in your wrongdoings and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he made you what? Alive together with him, having forgiven us all our wrongdoings. Even when you feel like dead through this pandemic time, but reality is this: he made you alive together with him, and he has forgiven all your evil, all the sins, having canceled the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us, which was hostile to us. What does this mean? You know, the law was there. Law is a good thing. But when you sin against God, the law is against you. Law leads you to death and accuse you to the death. But because Jesus forgave you, now the certificate of death is gone. It is canceled against you, right? And then he has taken out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. In verse 15, when he had disarmed the rulers and authorities, he made a public display of them, having triumphed over all over them through him. So this is who you are, and this is who Jesus is, and this is what he has done. This is the core of the message of Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. Nothing more, nothing less. This is the core. Now, what kind of layers do you have? What kind of traditions coming along with those, with that core of the gospel? And that layer disguises, and that layer really disrupts all the things that we have just talked about. So let's look at what kind of layers Paul was explaining in this passage. It says in verse 16, therefore, no one is to act as your judge in regard to food and drink, in respect to a festival or a new moon or a Sabbath day. Now, these are the layers that I was talking about. So Paul is saying, you have the core. So do not let anybody to judge you because of all these layers. Food, drink, Sabbath day, and festival, all these things. Because in look at verse 17, very important. Things which are only a shadow of what is to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. This is the core verse I want to say from this passage. In other words, for shadow is the layers, right? You know, they are just the layers. They are important because their function is like a shadow. Shadow is not the real thing, but is the reflection of the real thing. So the shadow is there to explain about the real thing. But that's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Shadow is just a shadow. It will be gone. But the real thing is important. What is the real thing? The real thing is Christ Jesus. But the problem is, people pay attention to shadow. People pay attention to layers, not Jesus Christ. Okay, look at verse 18. Take care that no one keeps defrauding you of your prize by delighting in humility and the worship of the angels, taking his hands and visions he has seen, inflated without cause by his fleshly mind, and not holding firmly to the head, from whom the entire body being supplied and held together by the joints and ligaments grows with a growth which is from God. So what does he really tell you? That there's a false humility, worship of the angels, and all those things are the people who are doing. The angels are good because they are the servants of God, right? And then the humility is all good. But those are the layers. They are not really looking into Christ Jesus. But their problem is they stopped in those layers. They stopped in those shadows. And they began to worship the shadows instead of Christ Jesus. Now, this is a very, very significant problem that is going on all around the world, not just in the United States. For some people, fight against unnecessary things, which is not the core, right? Some people say, you know what, we need to have piano for our worship service because piano really help us to worship the Lord. Some people say, no, we need to have an organ. Organ sounds much, much holier and really helps us to worship God better. So we got to have organs. I'm not joking. This was the real fight long time ago. But even before piano and organ, some people say piano was an evil instrument. So you must not play piano in the church building. Also, they fought about this in the choir. Who should sing? You know, a long time ago, women were not allowed to sing in the church. So only the men or even the younger boys who sound like women, they were the only ones who could sing in the choir because they were thinking, oh, how can women sing in the church, right? I mean, so they fought about all these things. And, some people say, we need to have a really beautiful red carpet in the church building. But no, red carpet is not really good. We need to have a wood floor in the church so the people can hear who is coming in. Throughout the history, throughout the world, and all around the world, there is fight going on in the church about the layers. Okay, is piano, organ, there, is that the core? No, there are layers. And what about the carpet or hard floor? Is that the core? Is that the real thing? No. They are just souvenirs there, right? Does God care about the carpet or does God care about the hardwood floor? No, not at all, right? I mean, we have all this non-essential discussion about shadows and layers. The problem is this. They even fight and they end up being divided, right? So they go to plant a first church with the group who love the red carpet, and they plant another church, second church, Church B with those who love the hard floor, and they create their own style on it, and they keep their tradition. This church is the red carpet church for 200 years, and that church is a hard floor church for 250 years, and they just boast about that tradition. How silly, how foolish is it, right? So they are not really holding on to the core, which is Christ Jesus, but they are holding on to the layers. We must not do that. Now, this pandemic happened, 2020, and we're still in pandemic, right? Now, what are we fighting against each other these days? In person, virtual. Some people say in-person worship is the real worship, but virtual worship is not. In-person gathering is the only true church, but virtual church is not even a church. How can seeing people in the Zoom or YouTube Live, how can that be a church? And people argue against that. And I get that idea. Yes, it is very new to all of us. And it looks very weird, okay? However, what if what we are talking about, like in-person or virtual, what if they are just layers? What if they are not core? Then we are wasting our time fighting against in-person or virtual and all those things. Some churches are divided because of that very issue. And some people fight against that their different political views. If you are this party, then you are not Christian. If you are this party, then you are too much conservative and traditional, and you're not open-minded at all, and you are like a Pharisees, and people fight against those things. Is it really legitimate fight about the core thing, or is it about fight against the shadow? Is it about fight about the layers? We have to be very careful. We have to be discerning. We need to hold on to the gospel. We need to hold on to true Jesus. If Jesus is here and talking with us and looking at all the fights going on in the world, in the churches, I'm pretty confident that he will cry over this fight. And he will say, "Why are you fighting against each other? You are not looking at me. None of you are looking at me." The core message. That was happening in 2,000 years ago, and even in John 5:39, you are looking into scripture, the Bible, to have the eternal life. But this Bible is talking about me. And Jesus is saying to the people, now you are reading the Bible, that's great. But do you know what? That Bible is talking about Jesus Christ. Okay? But they were looking into eternal life only, the layer. Of course, if you believe in Jesus Christ, you will have eternal life. But the eternal life is the byproduct. It's not the core message that you need to hold on to. You need to hold on to Jesus Christ. Then you will have eternal life. But if you hold on to eternal life without Jesus, and you're missing the whole point. In fact, you're not going to eternal life. You're not going to have eternal life if you miss the point. It's the same thing. We have wasted too much time in this unnecessary fight against about the layers. In person, virtual, I think that is really wasting time. Instead, we need to really focus on the true core, which is Jesus Christ. Through this pandemic, some theologians, some missiologists said the pandemic was a God's tool to prune the church and to examine who is the true Christian or not. The Christians who hold on to layers or shadows, when this pandemic happened, they leave. They leave the church. Why? Because they say, oh, this is the church that I used to know, but they're not doing as the way that I like anymore. So I'm leaving. It is just like the friends who see their friends are not wealthy anymore, and this friend is losing health and the swimming pool and all this stuff. So I'm leaving because this is not the friend that I used to know, that I used to like. You see what I mean? When changes happen, when crises happen, that's when the true friends are proven. And that's when the true believers are proven. When the pandemic happened, no matter what it is, either it's in-person or virtual or a church meeting in the house or a church meeting in the building, church meeting in the homes, or it doesn't matter. If you're a true believer, then you will hold on to the truth. You will still hold on to Christ Jesus, not in the layers. So you will continue to believe on Him. You will continue to worship on Him. And you would continue to share about Him. You will continue to go out and reach out to the lost people and make disciples of all nations, regardless of all these changes, because you have the core. But if you don't have a core, then if you held on to these layers, when the layer is off, you're gone. This is very important. So I want to encourage you. I want to challenge you. If you don't have that core, today I want to invite you to come to the core. What is the core? Core is Jesus Christ, who died for you and who rose from the dead for you. Now you need to be, you need to die with Him and you need to rise with Him. That is the core. When you have that core, you don't have to worry. He is your Savior. He is your Lord. He will keep you alive and He will keep you safe. No matter what happens in the world, no matter what layers are gone, you're still with Him and He is stick with you. Right? Now, if you have core, then I want to say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You are with Him and He is with you. And, you know, whether it's a piano, organ, in person, virtual meeting, red carpet, or hard floor, you will still stick with Christ Jesus. Now, we have microsite churches. Now, we have house churches. Some of you may say, oh, this is weird, right? How the church got to be a big building and wonderful, nice praise band and a wonderful preacher preaching to us, and we are the audience, we are the listeners, and that is very typical church that we know of, right? Right? I mean, I'm not against that. That is a beautiful thing. In fact, next week we're going to have an in-person gathering. We're going to have a really traditional type of worship service. That's fine. However, why the house church? Because house church is really close to the core, because there is not so much of a layer in the house church, right? You don't have a worship band. You don't really have a really nice building. And it is just there, the people. That's it, right? But it's really good that you can experience what it's like, the core faith in Jesus Christ. So you can test it out. You can examine yourself in that way every day. And you can practice that core faith in the house church, in your home, in your workplace, and wherever you go. So I want to encourage you to join this house church, microsite church, so that you can always experience this core faith in your life. So you don't have to depend on these layers anymore. You don't have to hold on to these layers anymore, but you will hold on to Jesus Christ, the core message of your faith. So let's hold on to Christ alone. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You. We praise You for this core message. Yes, Christ is the core. If we summarize the whole Bible into one word, it would be Christ. Not the building, not the budget, not the carpet, not the in-person or virtual, but it is only Christ. So Father, please help us to hold on to Christ alone. Please help us to hold on to this gospel alone. Nothing more, nothing less. We thank You, praise You. In Jesus' holy name, I pray it. Amen.